was Texas A&M that we reached out to and asked them to take a look at essentially what is the Biden administration's proposals for increasing taxes around inheritance tax, capital gains, raising the basis. The agriculture food center, really led by Dr. Outlaw, they've got a long history of doing great economic analysis. And they reached out. They used a tremendous. They did such a great job. They basically took two legislative proposals that really represent what President Biden wants to do with increasing tax hardships. The STEP Act, and then the other one, which is the 95.5% Act, I believe, and they did the analysis on that. The Biden administration claims, as does the secretary, that this will have they'll have all kinds of carve outs, and this isn't going to impact our farmers, our ranchers, our foresters in any way. And that's not what the study showed. The study showed that actually the average farm that 98% of all the farms that will be impacted, and not to impact it in a little way, it's a huge way, $1.4 million. You know, we're talking a margin that can really, our agriculture system has been kind of fragile, especially coming off of COVID in 2020. And we've had some difficult agriculture years, right, the past number of them. And to have that kind of a hardship placed, it really just impedes the future of agriculture. It will disrupt the food supply chain because it's going to make it impossible for the next generation, those heirs, to be able to continue farming, you know, which really puts in jeopardy our food security and our rural economy. And so, when it comes to the death of a generation, I mean, what part of the farm do you sell off in order to pay these taxes, which I consider to be double taxation anyways, because those assets, taxes have been paid on them sometimes for generations. But what part can you sell off and still be a farmer, a ranching, or a forestry operation? I would argue nothing. And so we need to deal, and I've always said this, you know, we deal with science and facts. We should look at the data when it comes to making decisions. And that's what we've done. I was really honored to work with Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas. He was a Bible study buddy of mine when he was in the House. He was a mentor of mine early on, and proud of the work that he's doing in the U.S. Senate today. But we did this together in a bicameral way, and the data is very convincing that the proposed tax increases, where the Democrats will say that it's will have no impact. Their goal is to impact Wall Street. This is going to hurt Main Street and, quite frankly, all the farm lanes in rural America.